Well, it seems Queensland is definitely heaven on earth, and a lot of people wanting to come to Queensland. And unfortunately for a lot of locals, kind of locked out of the state with what's happening, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria. So if they're in some of those states, getting back into Queensland can be particularly difficult at this time. We've had some contact from various listeners saying that they're trying to get border passes sorted out, and it's taking a long time. It's been particularly, frustrating for a lot of people, including one of our listeners that's actually had his wife locked out of the state for quite a while, and that can be pretty tough. Interestingly, we've just been sent a copy of a letter from the Border Pass Workforce. It's actually a section of the Queensland Police Force, saying that there are currently 8,310 Queensland border declaration pass applications pending assessment, and these are being processed in a chronological order. There are, on average, about 706 Queensland border declaration passes applications processed each week, 706 per week. So I guess that's probably around about $125 a day, 125 of them a day, I should say, across to 245 available quarantine rooms. And I guess the quarantine rooms is one of the real concerns. To add a little bit more light on exactly what is happening with this process, and hopefully some light on the horizon, is the Minister for Seniors and Disability Services, Member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, joins us this morning. Craig, I understand it's not necessarily directly into your portfolio, but I know there's some of the locals and some of the people that within your electorate that are having these type of concerns. Can you explain just exactly, you know, what is on the horizon which may start to ease up some of these numbers?
Yeah, good morning, Murray. And look, you know, from the outset, you know, obviously we know that there are, you know, this is creating certainly a lot of heartache and a lot of stress and everything on people. You know, 2 years ago, we would have never been having a conversation about border entry to states and things like that. And
sure.
And certainly even before Delta reared its ugly head, things were looking really, really good that we were coming back to normal. But there are a lot of, you know, as you say, over 8,000 applications. That seems to be a fairly steady sort of number. It seems to always be sitting at about that number of people with applications into Queensland. What we've got to do when they go through those applications, they've got to make sure that they can, you know, separate the actual bona fide Queenslanders who are trying to come back home, and there are plenty of them, but there are also plenty of people who have, you know, sold all their possessions down south and are relocating to Queensland, and they're in the system as well. And one thing that always concerns me, I want to make sure that the priority is about people being able to get home, you know, people that have had to travel south to go to funerals and some of those unavoidable things that you just have to do, as opposed to people who have made a sea change decision to get out
to
of
relocate,
Sydney
sure.
Or Melbourne. Yeah. Yeah. Now, a lot of people from the electorate, obviously up here around me, have contacted my office here at Barron River, and my team have been helping people the best they can. We obviously can't, you know, we can't push people up the list, and we can't do those sort of things. But we can make sure, we can sort of try and dig in behind the scenes and make sure that people's applications are there, that they haven't been lost, and that they are being processed. And my team's been pretty successful in being able to assist a lot of people, being able to come back up. So, and I know, look, I like I say, I know it's really stressful. The Brisbane area is starting that quarantine at home trial on Monday.
Yep.
Only available at the moment in Brisbane, so it is a trial. So obviously we've got to wait and see how that works. That will probably take a couple of weeks to sort of see how that runs. But because Cairns has got a quarantine hotel here, hopefully if the Brisbane trial runs well, we might be able to do something similar here. That would be great.
And I guess there is certainly the easing up with respect to the availability of quarantine hotels across the state, and I guess some of the measures that are being put in place. But particularly these home quarantines, I mean, I guess they're likely to take a little while, you know, before the government is in a position that they're feeling, you know, confident that they're working and that they're safe. So, you know, that is something that's on the horizon, but I guess still a little way off, though.
Well, one of the main things about home quarantine really comes down to compliance. So, you know, like we hope that these first wave of people as of Monday that start quarantining at home they all do the right thing, because that's really what it comes down to. If someone is home quarantine and then is busted down at Coles doing their shopping or you know, something like that, then what they can do is send the whole thing backwards, and it totally unnecessarily puts people at risk. So home quarantine is about the compliance. So the rules they're going to run is because it's a trial, they want to, you know, keep the pilot fairly small, but I believe it's about probably about 1,000 or so people. They've got to live within there's a radius of the Brisbane airport, so it's sort of all those council areas within about, you know, 2 hours of the Brisbane airport or something like that. And they'll obviously do the home quarantine, and if it all works well, then we'll make those decisions about going forward. But this is about, you know, just trying to open up more capacity for more people to be able to come back. But on the positive side, you know, the border arrangements that we've got in place, whilst they are uncomfortable and annoying for a lot of people, they are very effective. And when you look at the numbers in New South Wales of cases and people in hospitals, and then you compare that to Queensland, and if you go to the Gold Coast and you literally look where the border literally runs down the middle of a street, but, you know, that Queensland's done a fantastic job of keeping this thing at bay.
Okay, certainly some concerns for the future, and you know, with what's happening in New South Wales, with you know, the looking to open and you know, I guess ease some of those restrictions despite fairly high vaccine rates, it's still a bit of a suck and see. So there's certainly some concerns you know, right across the country as to what might, you know, what might just occur with respect to this Delta strain, because we know it's very stubborn. Great to talk to you this morning, and thanks for a bit more clarification. And the good thing is that the priority certainly for Queenslanders that live in this state coming home to family. Even though this border pass declarations, you know, they're taking a little while, but at least there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Great to talk to you. Craig Crawford, Minister and also a member for Barron River. Have a fantastic weekend, and you never know, I might just see you at Bunnings this weekend. Cheers.
Thanks, Mario. You might too. I've got a list.
Each Saturday morning, put your feet up.